You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Well, Proverbs 28:1, flee the unknown pursuit, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And all night long of twisting and turning and sweat, and the righteous flee the unknown pursuit. The wicked flee the unknown pursuit, but the righteous are bold as a lion, on and on throughout the night. And then I woke up, I believe, with a boldness for the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And so, you know, in his time for all of us. So you're a motorcycle guy. Do you ever go down? I'll ask you that. There's a group that I go down there, a motorcycle group that meets in Port St. Lucie, and it's all men, and they meet on Tuesday night. And I remember one night recently. I only started going a couple months ago, but they were all the word broken came up. And everybody's speech, and when I got a chance to say a little something, I said, have you all noticed there's a thread here tonight of brokenness? Right. And it's guys like you, right. Guys that said they were tough, mean, nasty, selfish, I mean, brutes, you know, tough guys, tough guys. And now they're all little weenies for the Lord, you know, they got tender hearts, and it's a beautiful thing.
That day that I answered the call, the pastor, he's vertically challenged, and I'm 6'2", and he was actually a couple steps up, but he had his hands on my shoulder, and I had my eyes closed, and as soon as I opened my eyes, the waterworks started, and he looked at me, and he goes, "I love you, big guys, because you're the biggest babies," and I'm gonna tell you something. I know so many people because I minister to all kinds of different men from all walks of life, and some hardened criminals, and the harder we were before Jesus, the bigger the babies are after Jesus. It's amazing because I cry like a baby all the time. You know, I just can't help it. When the Spirit comes upon me, I feel the love, and it just turns into waterworks. But
He says He'll take our heart of stone and turn and into give heart us a heart of flesh.
Amen. Amen.
And He does.
Yes, He does. He does.
And like you said, it's progress. I mean, I'm in my 70th year, and I don't know how old are you? About 50?
52. I'll be 52. I'll be 53 in November.
So I never thought I'd live to know that a 52-year-old was a youngster.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the Lord. But he changes I'm still us. Learning. I mean, all the time, like this new kick I'm on with the Lord's teaching me dignity, that if I respect you, that's something I make a judgment and I say, Warren Kelly, I respect you, but you have an intrinsic dignity. I have no right. In other words, everybody, no matter what they are, bum on the street, a billionaire, whatever, when I'm in a room, essentially, to the degree, I'm supposed to be the servant. Paul said, esteem others greater than self.
Right.
And so I'm on this whole kick. We're learning, and maybe it's a thing called humility that I never realized I wasn't humble. I never really knew what the word meant when I was younger, but right. I never thought of myself as arrogant. Right. But you know, God's been kind to me despite myself. Now, what I want to know about you is, you are the pastor of Okeechobee Praise and Worship Center. Yes, I presume that's a church.
Yes, sir. We have a church right in the middle of Okeechobee City.
Well, I hope sometime we get to meet face to face, maybe in the fall. Maybe we can go into a prison together.
Great.
Because I love prisons. But my calling, you remember you said you had a calling?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was only a few weeks old in the Lord, and I went into a little prison. I don't know how I ever got there, in Troy, New York. I was living in the ghetto, and I just sang a few songs. Well, an anointing came upon me. I'll tell you more in detail sometime in the future because it's a little supernatural. And anyway, later that day, I went to a Calvary chapel, and they asked me to sing, and everybody started crying. And it wasn't because I sang off key. But it was just silly little songs like This Is the Day or Amazing Grace.
Right.
And I knew. And this lady goes, you've brought the Spirit of God back into this church.
Amen.
And I knew this had nothing to do with me. It had to do with that anointing that came from heaven. So this, leading this up, this is what I'm going to talk. So that's my call, which I have walked away from. And in his time, maybe I'll be back in that position again. But I'm just starting to sing. I went up to Vermont. I'm in Vermont, but I went up to Virginia to sing at a church up there. And anyway, but you're the pastor of Okeechobee Praise and Worship. So what I'm getting at with all this blabbing I'm doing is this. there's a lot of performance going on in churches,
mm-hmm.
opposed to truly entering in.
Right.
Like I have a friend of mine, he's in upstate New York, and he said they hand out ear stopples when you're going in. Well, they started to do that at my church here in Vero Beach. They're wow. handing out ear stopples. Why don't they turn down the volume?
Right.
And also this, I believe, I want to hear the little old lady next to me that sings off key, because I know my Father in heaven wants to hear her. And I think that worship leaders should initiate praise and worship, but then they should back off from the mic and disappear so that we collectively are, in fact, truly entering yeah, into amen. Praise and worship.
Amen.
So I want to know, as you, as a pastor, Warren Kelly,
mm-hmm.
of this Praise and Worship Center, Okeechobee Praise and Worship Center, do you agree with me?
100%.
You need to
100%, because, you know, I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I can make a joyful noise unto my Lord. Singing a song is different than truly praising and worshiping our Lord. One thing about it, the Lord put it up on my heart years ago. He says, I'm going to give you a place to truly praise the Lord. Because my wife and I, before we started serving the Lord, we owned a karaoke business. And my wife
oh,
and I,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, we used to go into all these honky tonks singing. Yeah, yeah, we sang for the adversary. You know,
if it to find yeah. time to leave me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did a pretty good George Strait impersonation, you know. But anyways, the Lord was molding us. I didn't know this at the time. He was molding us for the future. So we did it because, you know, we wanted to make money and we loved drinking beer and singing and woohoo, you know, on a Friday and Saturday night. So later on down the road, the Lord put on my heart because we love praise and worship because, you know, we had loved to enter to the throne room in the presence of the Lord. The Lord inhabits the praise of his people, you know. And we know what he's delivered us from. So we truly give him the praise and honor and the glory that he so much deserves. And we get this little church and I don't play an instrument, neither does my wife. And so we actually use tracks. We have monitors up on this altar there, and we use tracks. And it used to bug me, you know, the flesh. Oh, you know, you don't have people to play instruments and so on and so forth. But I said, wait a minute. And the Lord showed me, you got the best every week. And it's amazing because I prepare a message. You know, myself, I go off into my room and I prepare a message to preach that set on Saturday nights. We actually have Saturday night service. And my wife, she goes and I says, listen, I always pray about it because she puts the mess, you know, puts the song selection together, the praise and worship music. And 99.9% of the time, the songs that the Lord puts on her heart accent or add to the message, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters. I put daughters in there of God. And that's how he has us all on one accord, because we need to know him and we need to be led by the Spirit of God in all things, because we're here to do ministry and to minister the gospel of the love of Jesus Christ. They don't need any, you know, they don't need to know what I want to say. They need to hear from him. And the same thing with the praise and worship music, because, you know, I'm a farm boy. I grew up on a farm. And that praise and worship music actually cultivates the spirit of the man or the woman to get them ready to receive the seed that needs to be planted in them from the Word of God. You know, so we're excited, you know. And truly, so the reason I went down this whole road is because to accent your question or to your statement, I should say. So there's been times. So we go in there and we use an iPhone, an iPad. Now we're actually, Lord's blessed us. We got amazing equipment now. And sometimes, you know, we have issues with internet, you know, because if the internet goes down, the music doesn't play. And what's amazing is we've had times where the music would stop during us praising and worshiping, and the whole congregation keeps going. And it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
So having that music down, don't get me wrong, I'm an 80s kid. I was a teenager in the 80s, you know, so I like my music loud and proud. But also there's times where we need to turn the music down, and sometimes we sing a cappella, you know, without any music, and because that's what it's about. And same thing in the prisons, you know. We praise and worship in the prison because, like I said, that's the cultivator to get everybody ready to receive the seed of the Lord.
I also think this, this is a I don't know, it's like an irritant that I have, is that, you know, and of course they say if you spot it, you got it. But I don't like it when music ministers, I go to a church where the pastor is absolutely annoyed for preaching. Anointed, not annoyed. Anointed.
Anointed. That's funny.
He's anointed for preaching.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, when somebody in the worship, like also we come in and God is, stirring up the ground. You know, as a farmer, what do you call that when you stir up the ground?
Cultivating.
You're digging up the ground, then you're going to plant seeds. Yeah. And so you go in there and he's dealing with me about the way that I mistreated somebody that week. And then the guy running the music starts talking about, you know, we need to go slower when we're driving down the road. I'm going, the Lord's dealing with me about what I did. Keep your thing to your. I don't think people led in the music thing, unless they're led by God, they ought to just shut up, because the music is one anointing. The preacher's got another anointing.
Yes.
Don't try to be a preacher.
For sure, for sure. And that's all pride, because the that's all pride. And that's, you know, a lot of us, especially men, I've learned enough not to speak about women, LOL. But anyways, especially men, you know, especially guys like me, I'm alpha as a day is long, you know. And
amen, bro.
You know, I have to sacrifice my pride. And through ministry, too, I've had to, you know, become humble and eat humble pie and listen, you know, you have to honor the lead pastor and what the pastor's doing. And I've seen people like you say, you know, they think they can preach better than a preacher. They, you know, the Lord's, you know, somebody, they got a message on their heart that doesn't line up with the preacher. Well, he's the one that's in charge. You know, he's the one that the Lord's gave that mantle to. And we need to, you know, serve, and we need to respect that anointing, respect that authority, because I served for years before I ever, stepped into the mantle or stepped into the anointing or became ordained. You know, I cleaned toilets, I drove, I did construction work, I moved, whatever needed to be done. You know, it was like, call Warren, he'll get it. Call Warren, he'll get it. You know, and that's fine, because I love serving people, because I overheard the last gentleman that you were speaking to. You know, we are foot washers. We're called to serve. You know,
yeah.
And we need to understand our position in the body of Christ. And it's in seasons. You know, the Lord has us grow in seasons, just like season in farming. You know, because that's why I love the Bible, because it's all about farming. And I grew up on a farm, so in that season, the person needs to, you know, respect that, you know, because I've seen pastors come in and say, I don't want you to play this, this, and this, and change it all around, and people get upset. Well, listen, he's the one that's, you know, that's been on his knees for how many hours this week preparing a message and the Holy Spirit, you know, putting something on his heart. And maybe you, Lord, I don't know, and I'm not going to judge, but maybe, you know, your songs are not lining up with the word that it's put on his, you know, his heart.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vera.